page 131. At any rate, that was the case in diplomacy, which could involve even more grandiose expenditures. Hidden wampum, then, represented a kind of potential for political action, for making peace, but also for making war. It remained invisible until something important needed to be said or done: a speech made at council, a war party commissioned, an agreement negotiated, a mourner consoled. On such occasions, one might make gifts of generic wampum, belts of pure white or, quote, black, unquote, purple. More often, though, one gave belts made of both white and black beads woven into concrete particular patterns that could be displayed one by one as the visual complement to a speaker's arguments. If the words were truly important, the belts could be preserved in that form, placed in a chest, but periodically brought out to be displayed, and their words remembered. Otherwise, they would be cut up into their component beads and